South African immigrant, paratrooper identified as fatality of Jerusalem terror attack. By Deborah Brand on November 21, 2021. A 25-year-old immigrant from South Africa, Eli K., was killed in Jerusalem's Old City on Sunday in a shooting attack carried out by a Palestinian terrorist from the Hamas terror group. K., who was employed at the Western Wall as a tour guide, immigrated to Israel in 2017 to volunteer as a lone soldier in the Paratroopers Brigade of the Israel Defense Forces. He was joined later by other members of his family. "He was the first to come to Israel from our family," Kay's brother Kasriel told reporters on Sunday evening. "He was the first to join the army as a combat soldier, and then the rest of the brothers. We gave everything for this country." He added that the family would build something in his memory so we will truly remember him eternally. Eliyahu David K. Credit, Facebook. Kay's fiance, Jen Schiff, said, "Eli loved this country. He fought for it. He is the strongest person I have ever known, emotionally and physically. He always treated everyone with love and respect." The South African Board of Jewish Deputies released a statement saying it was devastated by the news of Kay's death. "The South African Jewish community is reeling from shock," the statement said. "Our heartfelt condolences go to his parents Avi and Devorah Kay, his fiancé and his family and friends in Israel and South Africa. May his memory be a blessing." The Western Wall Heritage Foundation said Kay worked with great devotion. "He raised the spirits of everyone. He did his holy work with dedication and loyalty," the statement said. Kay was walking near the Western Wall when the terrorist opened fire, killing Kay and wounding four others. The terrorist, 42-year-old Fadi Abu Shkadim from East Jerusalem, fired several rounds from a Beretta M12 submachine gun before he was shot dead by security forces. He was identified by Hamas as leader in the terror group's political wing from the Shawafat refugee camp in East Jerusalem. The attack came 48 hours after British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's decision to designate all of Hamas, and not just its political wing, a terrorist organization. The victims were evacuated to hospitals in Jerusalem. A fatally wounded man in his 40s died on arrival at Hadassah Hospital on Mount Scopus. Three of the victims had just finished praying at the nearby Western Wall, and were still wrapped in prayer shawls and wearing tefillin, phylacteries. The tefillin credited with saving a life during Sunday's terrorist attack in Jerusalem, picture courtesy R. Katz and Elbagen. One of them, speaking from his hospital bed, credited the small black box of his forehead tefillin as having saved his life because it prevented the bullet from reaching his head. Two police officers, aged 30 and 31, were also lightly injured, likely by shrapnel, Israel police said. Public Security Minister Omer Barlev, who arrived at the scene shortly after the attack, said it was planned in advance. "His wife went abroad 3 days ago, his children are abroad," Barlev said. Prior to carrying out the attack, Abu Shahadim wrote in a Facebook post in Arabic, "God determines our destiny, but most people do not know. The question of our destiny is a question that God determines. God in his wisdom and greatness, he chooses whoever he wants and presents them to their destiny." Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett sent his condolences to the family of the man who was killed and added that he was joining in the prayers for the recovery of the wounded, a statement from his office said. He added that security forces would be on high alert in the coming days for copycat attacks. Sunday's attack came several days after a stabbing attack in the Old City, injuring two border guards. Bennett went on to note how the attack further justified British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's recent decision to designate all of Hamas, and not just its political wing, a terrorist organization, as Breitbart News reported. "This reflects a welcome understanding, that I hope will spread to all of Europe, about how terrorist organizations work. There are no rockets and no terrorism without a political wrapper, without fundraising, without an incitement machine," Bennett said. "I would like to personally thank my friend, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, for this important decision, which will lead to more decisions in the future," he said. Bennett had previously called members of Hamas' political arm as terrorists in suits. Barlev said Sunday's terrorist was a member of Hamas' political wing and that the weaponry used was likely smuggled from elsewhere. Palestinians in the UK and elsewhere slammed the British government over the decision. The Palestinian embassy to the United Kingdom said the move undermined Palestinian democracy. It also described it as a retrograde step that will make peacemaking harder and diminish the UK's role. The Palestinian Foreign Affairs Ministry also denounced the move, saying it was a continuation of the inexplicable, aggressive policy toward the Palestinian people. Hamas said Sunday's heroic operation serves as a warning to the criminal enemy and its government to stop the attacks on our land and our holy sites. Israel will pay a price for the iniquities it commits against Al-Aqsa Mosque, Silwan, Sheikh Jarrah and elsewhere.